What are the characteristics, especially in the writing of Srila Rupa Goswami?
Rupa Goswami's style of writing is like the Bhagavatam, but then the Bhagavatam is in the style of Rupa Goswami. And that Rupa Goswami's superior position has to be recognized as Rupa Manjari.
Srila Rupa Goswami, he fully understood the internal desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to taste the...
Why you come late, Delhi? You should come before me. Come anywhere here, near, in front. I'm telling off. You should sit. more.
Yes, so Srila Rupa Goswami, he understood fully the internal mood and desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to taste the moods of Srimati Radhika. And his writings specifically expressed all of these pastimes of Radha and Krishna. He expounded upon what was there in Srimad Bhagavatam and expanded upon that by his own internal realizations. And he also presented to the world the science of rasa, of bhakti rasa. He provided all of the ingredients which the devotees require to go deeply into experiencing this bhakti rasa.
Very good. The thing is that, according to my poor knowledge of English, I'm not expressing in my question what I want to do question. The thing is there. What is that? What I want?
I can guess that in Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna wanted to bring the gopis out of home to dance with
him. No, I don't want to ask this thing. I'm questioning them. Then you'll hear. What Rupa Goswami has written, he has realized himself and practiced the same thing, and then he has written. No? He has not written anything which he has not practiced and he has not established in his life, and he has not realized. No? At first, he has practiced all things. Beginning from nectar of teaching,
instruction,
Vacho Vegam, all the things, Bhaktira Samit Sindhu, and Ujjwal Nilmani, everything he has practiced in his life perfectly. No? And then he realized that truth in his life. And then he wrote anything. This is not in our case. This is not in our case. Can you tell by your realization that name, Krishna name and Krishna is same thing? By chanting holy name of Krishna, we will happy in our this life and what life?
Spiritual life.
Spiritual life. Can you tell it? Have you practiced? Have you realized? But we want to write books so volumes. For an example, you can take that. Five Pandavas and 100 sons of Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana and all. Together, 100 5, where in the class of Dronacharya, Dronacharya was so qualified in arrow and archery, and also in all shastras, Vedas, Upanishads, they knew all these things. So he used to give some lesson to the students. One day he gave a lesson that you should go and practice, remember, and then come to me tomorrow. He gave the lesson that you should speak true. Duryodhan told like that, "Oh, I have remembered this. This is not so long, anything, no philosophy, nothing. I have remembered this. No, you should go and deeply think and then come tomorrow." Next day, all were assembled. He told Duryodhan that, "Do you remember?" "Yes, yes, so well. Speak the truth." "No, we have not remembered." He asked that in this council, anyone in class, there is anyone who has not understand and not remembered this? Only one hand came up. Whose hand came up?
Yudhishthira.
"I have not realized it. Practically in my life, so I have not remembered." "Oh, you can realize, but is it very hard for others to realize it?" So the speciality of Rupa Goswami is that whatever he has written, a word, a letter, it cannot be changed. Never anyone can change. One Sanatana Goswami saw his one poem and he criticized and told that you should correct it. "What is that? What was that? Beni Byalangana Phana." Rupa Goswami has given an example of Srimati Radhika's veni.
Bread.
So he has given an example that her veni is like a very poisonous black snake, lady snake. Because he's become so furious very easily. Male snakes not so furious, so
easily.
But that becomes very easily. And they attack. So he was telling, Byalangana Phana. Like this. Moving in air. Why you use this word? Bal means serpent, snake, black. Why you used? Rupa Goswami was saying like this because he's the elder brother and guru. He told that you should correct. Then very humbly he replied, Rupa Goswami, "Brother, I think that it will be better if you correct it. So it depends on you to correct it." Sanatana Goswami was searching here and there, so much searching. Any
comparison.
Alternative.
Very good. It will be so smooth and sweet. But he could not do. But he was in mind and heart thinking. And he was returning from that place. Acha, I will do it tomorrow. In the way, this pastime is of Radha Kunda. At that time, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were in Radha Kunda, in different cottages. He was returning from there, and he at once saw there was a very beautiful kadamba tree. And in kadamba tree, there were two ropes, four ropes coming from the branches of that kadamba tree. And a very beautiful beam was there. A very country lady means?
Village lady.
Girl. Very beautiful. But like Indian girls, not so extraordinary. And she was sitting on the
swing.
And some girls were singing the song of swing, and they were making here and there. Sanatana Goswami, far away, he saw that. Some very poisonous sea snakes are here and they are doing like that. In air, the last part of the
bread
was moving here and there. He at once ran, "Oh Lali, oh Lali, oh Lali." Lali means?
Little girl.
Oh Lali. Oh, serpents are there in your head. Be careful. And he took his lathiya, stick, and wanted to take it off. But when he came nearer, the girl smiled and at once vanished with all his sakhis and everything. Only tree was there, no swing, nothing. Then he realized, what Rupa Goswami has written, it is true to accident.
Full accident.
And he has realized his any word, any letter, anything cannot be corrected. As it is. As Gita, as it is. Like that. Anything. He practiced and realized. But we write volumes, so many things. About Sukadev Goswami and having four girlfriends. And any girl writing so much volumes of books, having four
boyfriend,
taking anything, no control on words, but we want to write so much. But Rupa Goswami has never written anything which he has not practiced. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj realized the truth. He never spoke anything he could not realize. But something is that we cannot realize that thing, Krishna, with material things. It can be realized only by the mercy of Krishna Himself. So when Ashwasthama, named any elephant, was brought to death by Bhimsen, he told to Yudhishthira Maharaj, "Tell shoutly,
yes.
loudly.
That Ashwasthama is dead." But Yudhishthira Maharaj told, I have not realized that he is dead. I am seeing that he is fighting here. How can I say? Krishna was repeatedly telling him to tell, but he could not. After that, he told him to kill an elephant named Ashwasthama, and he killed And then told you, now you can tell? And you say, no. I can tell only that Ashwatthama I did, but elephant. Only elephant. Ajayji should tell loudly this, that Ashwatthama is dead, but elephant. He began to tell very loudly, and when he tell Ashwatthama is dead, and as finished this letter, at once he and he told all Bhim, Arjun, Nakul, Sahadev, five councils. Anyone cannot hear heard that Ashwatthama elephant. Only Ashwatthama is dead. At that time, till the chariot never run on earth, always on sky, in a sky. But the same time his chariot came on down on the earth. And he has a very big offense to disobey Krishna. Krishna showed before he had to Arjuna that all are killed. All are in the within the teeth. So all are killed, or all bodies are killed, and Atma never killed, never died. So he did offense. We should try to obey Krishna, Shastra and Guru. We cannot reconcile. We cannot real. This truth. I think that all the truths in this world are lie. What is your name? Please tell truly. What is your name? Paramahansa. But when it is not true? The name of Atma is not Paramahansa, or the name of soil?
Body. Physical body.
Soil.
Five elements.
Or water, air, or abnone. So actually it is all false. We cannot speak a word in this world true. So Rup Goswami is this. His specialty was that. What he wrote from beginning to end, he realized and then told, like Vyasadeva. He saw everything in his samadhi. And he realized, and then he told. Kali Yuga, we don't do. We can steal something from here, from that author, from there, and we will take something and write, and we will take Nobel Prize. Nothing. So we should try to realize what we tell. But as a peon, you can use the teachings of our Gurudev, Shastra, and have very strong faith on this. Now you should come. We have read something. What we read yesterday? Are bhai thar. What we were reading in this book?
Text 5, page 49.
49.
Going to page 50.
We have completed this. This page 49. Perhaps 49. We are in 50.
50, 51.
He has told the symptom of Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, and Uttam Adhikari. Something you can tell about three? You remember?
Yes. In reference to
Kanishta.
Especially in reference to Kanishta, Madhyam, and Uttam Adhikari gurus.
Not guru. Devotee, simply.
Kanishta Adhikari, he sees primarily, he has a vision that Krishna, God, is in the temple. And I can see him if I go to the temple only, elsewhere not. And neither does he recognize who is bhakta, who is not bhakta, who is innocent, who is guilty. He doesn't see gradations. So he's lower class devotee.
And madhyam?
Madhyam means he has conviction of the existence of Krishna, God, and sees Krishna and God, but the scriptural backing is not complete. He's not fully learned in the science, not shastravit. Also, Madhyamadhikari, he sees different grades of devotees. He sees innocent person, and to that person he preaches. He sees a guilty or non-devotee atheist, and he avoids that person. He sees his peer as friend, and to that devotee he is intimate and friendly. And then he sees higher adhikari, he sees advanced Mahabhagwat as worshipable, and he serves his every wish. Then Uttamadhikari, he is Mahabhagwat, and he sees Krishna everywhere, and he sees everything happening according to Krishna's plan, and everybody acting as Krishna Bhakta. No discrimination between different levels, only the highest vision of pure devotion. Everywhere he sees that. So beginning Adhikar, Kanista, he can't discriminate because of ignorance. Highest Adhikar, Mahabhagwat, he doesn't discriminate because of pure bhakti. But in the middle, Madhyam Adhikari, he sees the different levels and can discriminate for preaching purposes.
Anything more?
Also, it's explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita according to faith.
Yes.
You can understand the different devotees.
He has described, we will read it afterward. Go on.
For the Kanishta, it stated, Yahara Komala Shraddha Se Kanishta Jan, Krami Krami Tenu Bhakti Hobe Uttama. That his faith is, he has Komala Shraddha, soft and pliable faith.
What is the meaning of soft? Soft is so good. No?
Delicate.
Weak.
Yes, it's weak. It wavers.
Yes.
When one comes in contact with somebody who may present some opposing argument, then their faith becomes weak. But krami krami keno bhakti hoyo uttama. That by proper association, by doing sadhusanga with high class devotees, then krami krami, step by step, one ultimately can come to the platform of Uttam. Then next is Madhyam. Stated that the Madhyam Bhakta is that his faith is, he has strong faith, but he's Mahabhagyavan. That he's very fortunate. Actually.
No.
No cheating.
Shastra Yukti Nahi Jade Vrida Shadevan. Madhyam Bhakta
Tare
Mahabhagyavan. That Shastra Yukti Nahi Jane, that his
Shastra Yukti Nahi Jane Dridha.
Shastra Yukti Nahi Jane
Dridha.
Dridha.
Atthaja.
That his understanding of Shastra is not to the level of the Uttam Mahabharata.
Now, perfectly he does not know.
Perfectly he doesn't know.
He knows to some extent, knows good, but not perfectly. But the Dridha Shraddhaja.
But he's got very strong faith. He's got
Dridha faith. Is both. He's not perfectly knowing Dridha, but a Dridha Shraddhaja. Understand? Again, what I'm telling you.
Shastra Yukti
Nahi Jane Dridha.
So his understanding, he's not perfectly understanding the Shastra, but
in other Dridha. In other words, he can be defeated in arguments. But his Shraddha, his honor to Krishna, his belief on Guru, Shastra and Bhagavan is so strong that he will not give up his worshipping, chanting, remembering or anything. Very established in that. Clear?
So Dridha Shraddhavan, but he is very unestablished, he's fixed up. And
example is Harihadas Thakur was beaten in
22 marketplaces,
but he never told, "Oh Allah, oh Khuda." No. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. He never. Khanda khanda jadi hai jaya deha pran. If anyone cut me in lakhs and lakhs pieces, I cannot change my these things. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So like Prahlad Maharaj, his Shraddha and his Siddhant established, both were so strong, like this.
So such devotee is Mahabhagyavan, is greatly fortunate.
And then
the Uttam Adhikari said that he has Prodha Shraddha, that is deep faith. The Madhyam Adhikari has firm faith, but the Uttam Bhagavan has very, very deep faith, which is fully realized.
Deep faith, and second?
And Shastra Yukti
Sunipun. What is the meaning of Sunipun?
He has fully realized the Vedic conclusions, Shastra conclusions. He's very expert and he's
realized with realization. And his Shraddha is also so strong.
And he's able to convince all others.
Yes.
By Shastric arguments and reasoning.
Very good. And thirdly, anyone? Anyone? More?
Prabhupada also mentions that sometimes the Uttama Adhikari will come down to the Madhyama Adhikari platform.
Oh, I'm not asking. It is true. Uttama Adhikari comes in middle stage and then he becomes Guru. In Uttama Adhikari, he is always seeing that all are serving Krishna, only I am not serving. So he cannot teach anything. Never. Like Srimati Radhika, sitting on the top of Prem, and he is thinking, "Oh, this dear is serving Krishna so much. I cannot. These clouds are serving Krishna. I cannot." Like this. Next way to establish this. Part 3. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told in 3 ways. We have described 2, but one you can do. Tell. अरे बैठ करके बोलो, बतला सकता है कि नहीं ये पहले बात? हाँ तो बोलो।
सर,
ना ना आप कुछ नहीं ऐसे ही बोलो
कनिष्ठ अधिकारी
की बांध बोलो की अकॉर्डिंग टू फिलिप ऑन नेम फर्स्ट ऑन श्रद्धा डिपेंड अकॉर्डिंग टू श्रद्धा ही इज कनिष्ठ मध्यम उत्तम अगेन बाई श्रीमद भागवतम व्हाट ही टोल्ड प्राकृत मध्यम उत्तम एंड थर्डली इट डिपेंड्स ऑन चैंटिंग ऑफ नेम especially in Kali Yuga. Those who are chanting only one name, they are Kanishtha. We should honor them. Jar mukhe suni ek Krishna. Even he is telling one name. Whether he is Dikshit or not Dikshit, initiated or not, no harm. Second, who is always doing? Chanting always. Continuous. These are Madhyam Adhikari. And to whom you will see and Krishna name will come in our heart.
Automatically.
Like Haridas Thakur is going on and all are seeing him and all are inspired to take Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Only by seeing him. Very great personality. He is Uttam Bhagavat in this way. Swamiji has told all these things here. So, after that you should read something. One should not accept a spiritual master without following his instructions. Page 52 in last.
One should not accept a spiritual master without following his instructions. Nor should one accept a spiritual master just to make a fashionable show of spiritual life.
What is the meaning? Yes?
That
one should not accept a spiritual master without following his instructions means?
Without putting yourself at his lotus feet, taking his every word as life and soul, and following with all energy.
Yes.
One should not see the spiritual master as a show bottle, that I have a spiritual master just to show off.
And then my spiritual master is so high. So I am also high. This will not do. You will have to practice and obey him. If you are not obeying, then you are like a soap bottle. We have realized this fact. I am disciple of Moni Baba. He never speak anything. Only he writes. Or you know, I am the disciple of Bansidas Babaji Maharaj. Living in a cart, under a cart, not taking anything, taking hookah, because he is in the line of that. No, this will not do. We'll have to practice. Nor one should accept a spiritual master to make a fashionable show of spiritual life. Those who have done this, they are bound to fall. Certainly they will fall. They are fallen, not to fall anything new, but outwardly we see that, we will see that in some days he will give up the practice and he will come. Only tilak this or taking neck beads, saffron cloth, devotee said, will not do. It adds something, but not everything. Taking all these things and not obeying, they are sahajiya. all these things taking, but not practically obeying the orders of Gurudev, or like Sahajiya. He has told before Swamiji yesterday. And then one must be
Jigyasu.
What is the meaning of Jigyasu? Can you tell a slok of Gita? Similar? No. Anyone? Yes. You should all know these facts. If you are not Jigyasu, then you cannot gain anything. And if you are not serving, you are not thinking about your Gurudev teaching or reading the books thoroughly, any question will come in your mind. If you are thinking so much or reading thoroughly, hearing him, a pariprasna will come. What is the meaning of pariprasna?
Question.
No, not inquire. What is the meaning?
Submissive question.
Having full faith in his Guru, after serving him.
Not challenging mood, not arrogant.
No.
If I am qualified, if you think that, please explain me.
If I am qualified, please mercifully, you should answer my question like this. Then, to know, why to know? To be established in truth, to realize the facts. Again, go on.
One should be inquisitive to learn from the bona fide spiritual master. The inquiries one makes should be strictly pertaining to transcendental science, Jigyasu Sreya Uttamam. The word Uttamam refers to that which is above material knowledge.
What is the symptom of Uttamadhikari? You remember? Uttamadhikari from Srimad Bhagavatam? What is the meaning?
That he's all entities equal.
Huh?
He has a non-dual vision. He's able to see all living entities as parts and parcels of Krishna. He doesn't discriminate.
I could not understand.
He sees all living entities equal.
No. Not like this. Here is not anyone is equal, some fat, some long, some. In also that, in Vaikunth, there are some ladies, there are some gentlemen, there are some friends, there are mothers, there are animals, cows, not like.
This is Atmana. He says within all living entities their relationship with the Supreme Lord. Bhavan Atmana.
Go on.
And Bhutami.
What? Don't see.
He says always living entity, the Lord and Jiva.
He has the highest love for Krishna, and he sees that all living entities have that same love for Krishna, even if they don't have it. Like the gopis saw the trees and the birds and the clouds having the same love for Krishna that they have.
But he thinks I don't have.
Huh?
He thinks also, simultaneously, he thinks I don't have.
Yes. But here's the meaning, like Prahlad Maharaj. Tattva-jnani. He is Tattva-jnani. Krishna is highest Tattva. Advaya-jnana-parama-tattva. Vedanti-tattva. Jaj-jnanam-advayam. Krishna is Advaya-jnana-parama-tattva. Here, devotee who is in Uttam-adhikari, he sees his own deity, worshipable deity, in each
living entity.
And he sees that how I have related to Krishna, all are related in the same way to Krishna. Shlok? Sarva Bhuteshu, in all entity. He says, Pashyati, Bhagavata Bhavam, the relationship to Krishna, Atmana, myself. Yes, Bhagavata Bhavam, the bhav of Krishna. What I have relation to Krishna? Same mood, he says, in all. Oh, all are friends of Krishna. And if any is situated in Madhura Rasa, oh, all are gopis. All are serving like gopis, Krishna. Krishna is Gopi Janavallabha. If he feels this relation in himself, then he will see everywhere. All are of this. Like a cheater sees all cheaters. A thief sees that all are thieves. A lusty person sees that all are lusty. If brother and sister are going on the same car, oh, very lusty, very wicked person they are going. He will not think that they are going. Mother and son, oh, lover, they are going in this way. So, seeing his own mood to Krishna in all. And second line, Bhagavad Bhama, Bhutani. No. I'm telling you. Sarbhutesh japasyet bhagavat mahatmana. Bhutani bhagavatyat manneshu bhagavatottam. Bhutani bhagavati atmanneshu. In all, he says, he was saying in Krishna that all are related to Krishna in the same mood I am. And here he says in all, the same Krishna is in all. Not clear?
Yes.
You can clear more? No, Deep Prabhu. Sarbhutesu jah pasyet bhagavat bhavam atmanah. To whom he is worshipping, he is everywhere. He is all the living entity are in Krishna. And next, in all living entity he sees same Krishna there. First in Krishna he sees everyone. And next,
in Krishna
he is seeing everyone. Understand something? No? Not clear. What I told. In Krishna he sees all. And within all he sees
Krishna.
But what he sees? Atmani bhava.
His own mood.
His own mood. Understand now? He is Uttam Adhikari. If you have a Uttam Adhikari like this, you should serve him fully, giving your head and everything. Krishna bhakti rasabhavitamati kriyatam kutapi jadi labdhati tatra laulyam api mulyame kalam koti janma sukratir na labdhati. This bhavakti cannot be achieved by only past impressions or in the association of general sadhus, devotees. It will be achieved only by the association of Raya Ramananda, Sarup Damodar, the association of Rupa Goswami, in association of
Arpanathdas Goswami. Like this. So he has cleared all these things, Swamiji. I am not speaking Malli, they are also. Then more you should read. Out of many such Vaishnavas. Oh, where we are?
We're at the bottom of page 52. Uttama refers to that which is above material knowledge. Tama means the darkness of this material world, and Ut means transcendental. Generally, people are very interested in inquiring about mundane subject matters.
What meaning?
Mundane subject matters?
That can we marry my girl to that person? Can you see my
mom?
What is in my future? Will I be rich? Something I will be gaining like this. And he has done against me. What should I do? Should I take revenge? What should I do? All these worldly, silly questions. How are you? I'm so well. But you are well? No Vaishnava etiquette, no asking any Vaishnava theory, or I'm so wretched, how I can progress? Not this question. Then,
but when one has lost such interest and is simply interested in transcendental subject matters, he is quite fit for being initiated.
Yeah. What is he telling? Again.
When one has lost interest in all of the material topics of this world and he's interested in Divya Gyan, then at that time he has some qualification for Diksha.
But we see that now it is. You are not accepting this. Anyone who is rich, very beautiful, or he has come in an aristocratic family, he is so much learned. Oh, come on, come on. We sent any messenger, representative, anyhow, by crook or hook and crook, take this person to make devotees, because in future he can help us so much, in so many ways. But this is not okay. In Srimad Bhagavatam, tasmad gurum prapaddet jigyasu, same uttamam, same thing. Those who has realized that worldly life is not good. To come across birth and death, sorrow and suffering, to realize Krishna thing, we should search any good guru. And this is the process. And he is telling. But sometimes we overlook, and that is why the devotees, those who are not interested in these things, they fell down. Even taking renounce order, no firm belief in all these things. So those who have given up worldly desires and all these things, and they want to develop their Krishna prem or not Krishna prem, how we can be happy in this world and that world? How we can realize this Atma and Paramatma? So, anyone is qualified to have initiation. Next, go on.
When one is actually initiated by a bona fide spiritual master, and when he seriously engages in the service of the Lord, he should be accepted as a Madhyama Adhikari.
Go on.
The chanting of the holy names of Krishna is so sublime.
Sublime means?
Wonderful, high.
Wonderful.
That if one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra offenselessly, carefully avoiding the 10 offenses, he can certainly be gradually elevated to the point of understanding that there is no difference between the holy name of the Lord and the Lord himself.
He will realize this. We should try to realize. We are conditioned. So how we can realize? We can realize. The spirit to serve Krishna, from where it comes? From where? By the grace of Krishna. Guru comes to us. We cannot go to Guru. We cannot go. So, this spirit comes from Krishna in the heart of Gurudev and then to us. So, Krishna is merciful. We see that so much labor for maintaining life a person has to do. From morning to night, also in night, and there are so many problems. For devotees, Haridas Thakur always chanting 3 lakhs Harinam. No problem at all. All used to give him delicious food, but he takes very little. So much cloth. Never he takes anything. So many tasteful things. Never he takes. He never looks after. So, we think that there is mercy of Krishna. We are chanting name and whole world is keeping his head on the my lotus feet. Why? A devotee thinks. It is not due to my any ability. But I am taking Hari name and so all are serving me. Have so much faith on me, whole world is coming. Why? Swamiji realized this, that whole world is coming. In a very little time he preached for whole world. How he preached? Krishna did it. So name and name is same thing. Sometimes the mercy of name is more superior than naming. So a devotee, when becomes Madhyamadhikari, he realizes something, little. But as he gradually goes up, he will realize it. So much. Like Haridas Thakur, he was never, Maharaj, Durvasari Shivala Maharaj, Kambalish Maharaj. He was staying like this. No, not care for death. Death was there, but he was never cared. Going like this. Only he was worried for Durvasa, not for himself. And Durvasa, when he saw that death is coming, Chakrasudarshan is coming, following him, and he played. But he don't know this fact that this Chakrasudarshan is everywhere. Where I will go, he will follow. Everywhere he is. He cannot protect himself. Ambarish Maharaj knew this fact. Nam and Nami, same thing. So a devotee will realize. Then he will not fall down. Always he will stay in chanting name. He will realize Pade Pade Yachin. Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhav Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Sreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyabhudhi Jeevanam Anandam Budhi Bardhanam Punar Dashvatam. He will realize the mercy of Krishna. And he will see that Nam is itself, himself is divine Krishna.
he will play with that name. He will see all the pastimes in him. Everything. Purunamrita Swadhanam. He will realize all these things. Then, go on.
Yeah. One who has reached such an understanding.
You should all realize this fact. If you are Kanishtha Adhikari, no harm. According to your faith, you should realize something. That he is always protecting Vishnu, giving inspirations. So Gurudeva has given me Krishna himself. And if he is Madhyam Adhikari, seeing so many things. And Uttam Adhikari saying that Krishna is playing, name is playing, everything is there. Whole Braj is in Naam. All kinds of rush in Naam. All kinds of power in Naam. Naam Namakari Bhauta Nija Sarva Shakti Stattrar Pitaniyamata Smaraninaka Etadrishi Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdaiva Midrisham Vihaj Januna. And so beautiful Mahaprasna, himself Krishna, having all the qualities, and even I'm so wretched that I have no testing. So try to weep with tears, holding hands, and then you will realize. These are the symptoms, process of taking Harinam.
One who has reached such an understanding should be very much respected by neophyte devotees. One should know for certain that without chanting the holy name of the Lord offenselessly, one cannot be a proper candidate for advancement in Krishna consciousness.
Swamiji has always encouraged to be advanced. That is, he has told, one should not remain a Kanishtha Adhikari. So he is telling puna puna.
Again and again.
He's telling, don't be in monastery. Try to advance. Don't think that Krishna will come. We are the head of the cows assembly, supporting, milking, and serving cows. Only this service will take us to Golok Vrindavan, the highest affection of Radha and Krishna. It can make some platform, that is Sukriti, impression. In gathering this, he will have to associate, and after issues, he will take initiation from Guru, authorized Guru. And after that, he will practice, and all kinds of nuts will go. And then Nishtha will come. Then Ruchi will come, Asakti will come, gradually he will develop. But by serving a very bona fide rasik, tattagya bhavuk bhakta, like Sarup Damodar Rai Ramanand, at once Asakti will come or Ruchi will come with greed. And it will be due to past impressions, being in the association of very rasik Vaishnava. Advance, then he will have. Then he will not take any ordinary guru, like guru. He will select who is the rasik, who is in our line of Rupa Goswami. He will think. He will not accept blindly anyone. He will think and hear sometimes. And when he will be convinced, then he will associate with him. Their associating is everything. Siksha Guru, like, he may take initiation, not even. You know, who was the guru of Sarup Damodar? Who was? He was a Mayavadi Brahmachari, went in Kashi, but he was not Mayavadi Brahmachari. He was the associate of Bal Gaur Chandra. From naked stage, he was friend of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was inhabitants of Navadvip. Very bosom friend of Krishna, Gaurachandra. He only played a role of that. That he has gone to Varanasi, Kashi, and he has taken initiation from Mayavadi sannyasis, but he was not Mayavadi. We'll have to read all his characters, and then we should decide. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not Mayavadi sannyasi, even he has taken sannyas from Kesava Bharati. He was renowned, very well-known sannyasi of Mayavad, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not Mayavadi. So we will have to consider in all ways. Then?
In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22:69, it is said, Jahara Kamala Shraddha Se Kanisna Jan Krame Krame Teho Bhakta Vibhautam.
We have explained this. Only one stanza you should read. 54, from beginning.
Western countries, people in Western countries cannot concentrate for long periods while chanting on beads. Therefore, the minimum number...
Why he has told that you should chant only 16? Why he has? He is giving argument something. So what he is telling?
The Krishna consciousness movement prescribes 16...
No, again.
The people in Western countries cannot concentrate for long periods while chanting on beads.
But they can do 2 hours worshipping, 3 hours, like this. Nothing to meditate or anything, concentrate. So they can do. They can go on the streets, jumping, singing, dancing, very loudly, very affectionately, as a fashion, they can go. No harm. 24 hours they can go. But then you will tell that this, sit down. Like straight and chant Hare. Don't see anywhere. See everywhere Krishna and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They will tell only 10 minutes after they will see. They are bound to see like that. And if 20 minutes, and they will stand up and say, they will walk something. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And if you are there saying, oh, come on. How are you? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is not the process. So he is telling, why he has told? They are busy, very busy, 14 busy, making so many things, making money, making all these things. They are making bombs to destroy the whole world in a second. They are so much busy. Oh, they are busy.
Therefore, the minimum number of rounds is prescribed. However, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that unless one chants at least 64 rounds of japa, 100,000 names.
100,000 rounds.
Names.
Then
he is considered fallen.
Yes. Krishna did not take any offering. He will not take. So we should do qualified names. Oh Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like this. Where is my beloved Krishna? Where is Nanda Nanda? Where is Yashoda Nanda? Where is Radha Ramani? And weeping, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Seeing Krishna somewhere in bushes and at once runs to catch hold of Krishna.